This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today arrived in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia on a two-day visit. He thanked Deputy Minister for Protocol Affairs Abdul Majid Al Samari for the warm reception in Riyadh. During the two-day visit, Dr. Jaishankar will take part in the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC Foreign Ministers meeting. He is also expected to hold bilateral meetings with foreign ministers from GCC member countries. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Berlin, Germany for a two-day visit from Tuesday. This will be his third bilateral visit to Berlin. Both India and Germany share a robust strategic partnership, and Germany is one of India's prominent trading partners and among the largest foreign direct investors. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will meet German Federal Foreign Minister as well as the leadership and other ministers from the German government with an objective to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations between India and Germany. Dr. Jaishankar will thereafter travel to Geneva, Switzerland for an official visit from the 12th of this month. Rajya Sabha MP from Trinamool Congress, Jawahar Sarkar, has decided to resign from the post and politics. He has sent a letter to the party supremo and Chief Minister of West Bengal, Mamata Banerjee, in this regard. In his open letter, while thanking her for the opportunity given to him to serve the parliament, Sarkar expressed his anguish over the present situation in the state. He mentioned that he had been disillusioned by the corruption in the party and the strong-arm tactics of a section of party leaders. Referring to the RG Kaur issue, Sarkar said he believes that the public outrage is spontaneous, huge and non-political in nature, and they want justice for Abhaya. In a letter, he said the state government has failed to take enough and speedy steps to bring the culprits to book. President Draupadi Murmu today extended greetings to the citizens, especially the people of Odisha, on the occasion of an agricultural festival, Nuakhai. In a social media post, the president said that this festival is an occasion to express gratitude to the farmers of the country. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today highlighted that the national education policy is a game changer and allows youth to fully explore their talent and energy. Mr. Dhankar was a chief guest at an event on the occasion of International Literacy Day in Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, the Vice President pointed out that India is a unique nation when it comes to the richness of languages. He emphasized that the national education policy has laid emphasis on the importance of mother tongue. Mr. Dhankar stressed that literacy brings liberation and cuts down dependence. Saying that India's literacy rate after independence was 12%, the Vice President noted that country only has to make up for 20% now. Mr. Dhankar urged everyone to take the pledge of making at least one person literate. He said making someone literate is a service to humanity. India has sent 1,000 MT rice as humanitarian assistance for drought-affected Malawi. External Affairs Ministry said in a social media post that the consignment departed from Malawi yesterday. The humanitarian assistance will address the consequences of the severe drought caused by the El Nino phenomenon. Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan will embark on an official visit to India beginning today. During the visit, the Crown Prince will meet the Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. The visit aims to further strengthen the already robust ties between the United Arab Emirates and India. Sheikh Khalid will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials, business leaders and prominent economic partners from the UAE. During his stay, the Crown Prince is scheduled to engage in discussions with senior officials in India. In addition to high-level meetings, Sheikh Khalid will participate in several activities that showcase the strong economic and cultural bonds shared by the UAE and India. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert of extremely heavy rainfall warning for coastal Andhra Pradesh and Odisha for today. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said that Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand will also witness heavy rainfall till tomorrow. He said that light to moderate rainfall is also likely in Delhi NCR region today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.